This is Northwest News from KPLU. Imagine being on a rural island during a major earthquake. After 5 minutes of shaking that registers 9.0 on the Richter scale, devastation is all around. Food, water, medicine, and fuel are in short supply. Along with power and phone outages, all bridges and ferry connections are down. That's the likely scenario for the 10,000 residents of Vashon Island. As part of the Cascadia Rising earthquake drill, troops from the Washington National Guard have set up camp on Vashon to test their readiness plans. KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe went to check it out.
At Vashon's Jensen Point, a picturesque waterfront park that's normally used as a boat launch for kayaks and sailboats, was transformed this week. Military personnel lined up on the beach. First, they laid out sandbags as two large gray tugs loomed offshore, pulling a barge full of equipment. They slowly maneuvered it onto the shore, then unfurled a metal ramp onto the beach so a convoy of trucks and Humvees could roll in. Major Angela Halverson with the Army National Guard says delivering this barge full of troops and supplies to the island is trickier than it might seem.
While it sounds like a simple maneuver, it's actually quite challenging in the fact that they have to wait for the tides. They've got to ensure that they've got it lined up correctly, that it's stable to drive those vehicles off onto the shore and then up into the parking lot and out of here.
And as imposing as the sudden military presence might look to islanders, she says the Washington Guard is there to help. They're not occupying the island. They're taking orders from local authorities.
In an exercise like this and in a real-world scenario, the civilians would be the lead, and we would be there to back them up and support them with our logistics and operational capabilities that the National Guard trains for.
Also out on the beach is a leader of the local response, Rick Wallace. He's the president of Vashon Be Prepared and the volunteer manager of the island's emergency response center. He designed the drill scenario, which assumes the community would be cut off from its normal supply lines for at least 10 days.
So if we really were isolated and the ferries weren't working, what would be on board this is what you see here, but also it would make repeated trips and it would bring containers full of food, medicine, giant generators that would allow us to keep operating here because our electricity would be out.
Additional military exercises on the island include distribution of food and water and practice drills to load critically wounded onto medevac helicopters. Wallace says as much as anything, it's about practicing communication with new coworkers when normal systems are down.
Being able to understand each other's culture, each other's language, and practice working together, it's unbelievably valuable.
Also taking part in the drill is the island's low-power FM radio station.
You're listening to Voice of Vashon's participation in the Cascadia Rising Earthquake Exercise.
This is an earthquake emergency safety advisory. There has been a major earthquake. If you're at home, stay there if you can. The danger from the earthquake may not be over. There could be more shaking.
On Tuesday morning, the station broadcast a blow-by-blow live description of what it would be like during the first minutes when the earthquake hits.
2 minutes in. Major damage now. The earth still shaking violently. Will it ever stop? Paving on the ferry docks is rupturing. Pilings are separating from the deck. We don't realize it yet, but Vashon has been isolated. No ferry service for weeks to come.
Susan McCabe is the station manager and also the host of the live coverage. She says they're practicing how to inform the community with real-time scenarios.
We call ourselves the virtual town square, and our format is all Vashon all the time. So when it comes to a disaster, we plan to be the information lifeline.
This week, they're broadcasting simulated emergency bulletins, as well as updates that trickle in from the island's command center about all kinds of knock-on effects from the quake, such as landslides, house fires, road closures, and power outages.
And power out, in our case, on Vashon Island for as long as 3 weeks until people get to us. We are isolated. That's the unique situation that we are in, which I believe has stimulated some of the best disaster preparedness for our community in the country.
That's part of why they were selected for this exercise. But despite this, an informal poll outside the island's popular Thriftway grocery store indicated more preparedness is needed. Nearly every person I asked said they're not really ready for the big one.
We have a list of things at home that we are going to do, but it's still a list. We haven't actually done it yet. So I guess we need to get serious about it.
I have three kids. I'm barely able to put dinner on the table. I mean, if you're talking a 9-point-something, I'm not sure you're ever really ready for one of those. I have a small boat. Maybe I could get off to Tacoma by myself.
It's scary, isn't it, to know that one day something will happen and you don't know when that will be. I think that we should be prepared, but I'm not.
Public officials are urging residents all over the region to take this drill as a reminder that there's no time like the present to get their personal earthquake plans in place. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.